Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Pipe Dream is a rarely produced stage musical with music by Richard Rodgers and book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, based on the novels Cannery Row and Sweet Thursday by John Steinbeck. It opened on Broadway in 1955 and has all but disappeared since then. Set against the backdrop of the Bear Flag Cafe, which is more a brothel than cafe, the musical follows Susie, an unhoused girl welcomed by Fauna, the compassionate madam of the establishment. Amidst an eclectic group of characters, Susie's encounter with Doc, a carefree marine biologist, sparks a tender and star-crossed romance. A new production of Pipe Dream is running at Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Stage in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through August 31st. For Berkshire Theatre Group, Pipe Dream is directed by Kat Yen, with choreography by Isadora Wolf, music direction by Jacob Kersner, and has been orchestrated by Ross Patterson and Jacob Kersner, who is the music director, as I just mentioned. We are joined by three actors from the Berkshire Theatre Group production, Joe Joseph, Sharon Saig, and Hennessy Winkler. Welcome all. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. These are three jinx indeed. But please don't go silent now. You all have to keep talking to me about the show. Sharon, I'd like to start with you. Could you tell us sort of more about the story of this play, what it's been like to explore a virtually unknown Rodgers and Hammerstein, and how you've developed your character of Fauna, please?
Of course, yeah. My name is Sharon, and I play Fauna, who's kind of the madam of this house, who takes in Susie, who doesn't really have any place to go, anywhere to live, any money or anything. And she unexpectedly falls in love with this other character named Doc. And what I love about Fauna is that she really feels and portrays the value in every life. No matter what you do, no matter what your job is, she wants everyone to feel like their life has value. And she kind of teaches that to Susie, which I think is a really beautiful lesson to learn. And working on the show has been really fascinating. Some of the music is well known, but in general, most people had never heard of the show. To be honest, before I auditioned for it, I had never even heard of the show.
Yeah, no, it's not known.
Right. So what was cool about it was, even though it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein piece and it's an older piece, we got to kind of really explore the text and decide, you know, is this going to serve us in the story nowadays? Is a modern audience going to respond well to this line or that line? And we all got a chance to kind of collaboratively rework the story, which was really exciting. And it's not something you get to do every day.
Joe Joseph plays Doc in the production. Could you expand on what Sharon just said and tell us about your experience in working on the show?
Of course. First of all, thank you, Sarah. It's wonderful to talk with you.
Certainly. Thank you for being here.
Pipe Dream is a pretty fascinating show because of its history as a piece. It debuted on Broadway in 1955, and Rodgers and Hammerstein basically put up half the money for the production all themselves, and when it more or less turned out to be a turkey, they sort of turned their back on it. They never made a film. They never toured it. Even the cast album is heavily abridged. And it was revived in 2012 at Encores in New York City. And I think what we as a cast have all come to realize is that the score is beautiful. I think we're all having trouble getting it out of our heads. Mm-hmm. And the show has a really powerful sense of interiority. It's about self-worth and self-love in a very rough environment with people who, in many ways, have given up on themselves or a part of themselves and are finding something new. The character I play, Doc, is a man who served in World War II as a medic and returns more or less to his home in Monterey, California, to find that the environment is very different and that more than the environment, he himself is very different. And he sort of allows himself to love himself and love someone else and finds this beautiful young woman, beautiful, troubled young woman, Susie, amidst his good pals who are still around. We include Mac, Hazel, and many marine specimens that he finds in the tide pools in Monterey.
It is pointed out, I mean, obviously the character in Steinbeck's novels is a marine biologist. It's pointed out in all the summaries I find that he's a marine biologist. How much does that matter to the development of the character? Did you have to learn about something about marine biology to be able to embody the role, or is it more of not at the heart of it, just a factoid?
Well, despite my passing fascination with the topic itself, it doesn't show up too much in the musical, though the character itself was based on a man named Ed Ricketts, who was a very close friend and colleague of John Steinbeck's and influenced more than just Cannery Row and Sweet Thursday, the novels that this musical is based on, inspired quite a bit of his work and his outlook on life. And Ed was more than a marine biologist. He was also a bit of a sort of New Age philosopher, and I think a lot of what defines the character of Doc is a composite of traits and ideas that were found in this man, Ed, whose writings and work are a big part of what made the play what it is and made the novels what they are. But in the end, you know, we focus on the songs, we focus on the scenes. Unfortunately, there's not too much digging in the tide pool in this show, but I don't want to spoil it. So, you know, you'll have to come see and see how much of it is sustained.
Sure. Hennessy Winkler also joins us. You play Mac in Pipe Dream at Berkshire Theater Group on the Unicorn stage at the Unicorn Theater. Tell me how Mac fits into the plot of the show and how you've worked on developing this character in this piece.
Hi, Susie. Your name is Susie, right?
It's Sarah, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Sarah, okay.
The character in the show.
The
I get it. I get
name
it.
Is Susie.
Yep. Totally fine.
That is so funny. Okay. I'm sorry, Sarah.
That's okay.
Welcome to the show, Hennessy. So Mac is a little bit of a Fauna's counterpart, I would say. He's kind of the male Fauna in the show in terms of, you know, she sort of, they kind of take care of their own on Cannery Row in Monterey. They care about the people around them. They take care of one another, and they're kind of the leaders of the pack of, you know, he's got the Flophouse Boys and Doc, who he also tries to take care of, you know, as Doc, you know, all of these characters are very, care very much about their kind of found family here. And Mac is definitely one of those. He's a little bit of he's more the lightheartedness of the story. He brings in a lot of the more bombastic, jaunty saunter the songs, and brings a lot of that classic musical theater vibe to the show as well. He's probably also an expat from the war, like a lot of the guys there that find themselves kind of houseless and sort of depending on one another and getting jobs when and where they can in a city that has been, you know, I mean, it's Cannery Row. A lot of the canneries have shut down since the war ended, and a lot of people are out of work and just kind of depending on one another. I think I bring a lot of myself into him. Kind of just, you know, he's sort of the silly energy that that comes in and just brings some levity to the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because a lot of these characters are, like, very New York-y, you know, but we're based in Monterey, which is how a lot of people, I mean, ended up there, you know, after the war or even beforehand during, like, the Dust Bowl or whatever. A lot of people migrated west and found themselves kind of on the California coast trying to get work in fruits and vegetables and the canneries, what have you. Yeah, I don't know if that answers.
Yeah, no, sure. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Hennessy. Sharon, could you tell me more in our last few minutes here about what you've gotten to explore as a performer in this role of Fauna and what it feels like to be embodying and bringing to the stage a big-hearted character that people have not seen as we continue to mention, someone that people aren't familiar with?
Yeah, one of the things I love about playing this role and also just portraying the women in this piece, both of the female leads, so Fauna and Susie, are written. They're very strong women, and they're very strong-willed, and they know what they want. And even at a time, you know, this show opened in 1955 on Broadway, right? And at that time, a lot of women were depicted in musicals as, like, either, like, young and inexperienced and just wanted to fall in love, and that was kind of, like, the depth of their character. Both of these women are written kind of three-dimensionally, and I love that. So I love portraying kind of, like, a strong woman who's a businesswoman who knows what she wants and has her own opinions and doesn't let other people tell her what to do. She has a lot of fun songs and scenes in the show where she's basically making sure everybody knows, you know, she's in charge and she's running the show and she's going to help set this person up with that person. But it's all coming from a place of love and warmth and wanting everybody else to be happy. So it's been really wonderful, especially I'm a recent mother. I have a toddler, and it's been really lovely to play a role for the first time that's very motherly and you know, nurturing and kind of helping shape a younger mind. So it's a new role in my life, and it's also a new role for me in my career, and I'm actually really loving it.
Pipe Dream will run at Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through August 31st. We have spoken with actors Joe Joseph, Sharon Saig, and Hennessy Winkler, all three booked and busy coming from recent productions and spending the summer in the Berkshires. Aren't we lucky? Once again, Pipe Dream will run at Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Stage in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through August 31st. To learn more, you can visit berkshiretheatregroup.org. That is where you will find ticket and showtime information. Joe, Sharon, and Hennessy, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Of course. Have a wonderful day. Berkshire Theatre Group.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. BerkshireTheatreGroup.org for more information. And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.